Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, welcome my Muslim and Christian friends to our program about sharing Jesus with Muslims. My Muslim friend, it is very interesting that the Quran gave Jesus the title the Messiah in Surah 4, verse 171, 10 times. Mentioned in the Quran that Jesus is the Messiah. Do you know that this is the title that was given to Jesus in the Bible as well? Even Jesus himself claimed to be the Messiah. Let me read to you that the Jews who were at Jesus' time said to him, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Messiah, tell us plainly." Jesus answered, "I did tell you, but you do not believe. The works I do in my Father's name testify about me, but you do not believe because you are not my sheep." We read these words in the Gospel according to John, Jesus' disciple, chapter 10, verses 24 to 26. My Muslim friend, most of the Jewish people in Jesus' day rejected him. We read about these facts all over the New Testament in the Gospel according to John 1, verse 11. Now, it is important for you to know that the Messiah came for all people and all races. It did not come for one race or one people. Unfortunately, in Jesus' time, many of the Jews thought the promises of God were only for them. They were incorrect. God declared in the gospel that all believers are one in Christ. Faith in Christ transcends people's differences. The Bible assures us in Galatians 3, verses 26-28, let me quote these words to you from the Bible. "You are all sons of God through faith in Jesus Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free. There is neither male nor female. For you believers are all one in Christ Jesus." Does it make any difference? You are an Arab or a Jew or Asian or black or white, woman or man. The Bible is very clear. You can also read about this biblical fact in the book of Romans, chapter 3, verses 29-30. And of course, the Bible stated very clearly, Jesus said, God so loved the world. However, the Jewish religious leaders were mistaken when they expected the coming Messiah to elevate their nation. They were also mistaken when they believed the Messiah would establish himself as an earthly king. Jesus declared, "My kingdom is not of this world." The Gospel of John, chapter 18, verse 36. You can read Jesus' words. We read in the Bible that Jesus asked some Jewish leaders. This is a very interesting passage. So try to pay close attention. Jesus asked some religious Jews, "What do you think about the Messiah? Whose son is he?" They replied, "He is the son of David." Jesus responded, "Then why does David, speaking under the inspiration of the Spirit, call the Messiah my Lord? For David said, 'The Lord said to my Lord, sit in the place of honor at my right hand until I humble your enemies beneath your feet.'" Since David called the Messiah my Lord, how can the Messiah be his son? No one could answer him. And after that, no one dared to ask him any more questions. You read this passage in the Gospel according to Jesus' disciple Matthew, chapter 22, verses 41 to 46. Jesus quoted Psalm 110, verse 1, to show that David wrote about God talking to the Messiah, and David calls Messiah my Lord. This showed that the Messiah would not be the political ruler they imagined and dreamed of. Okay, now I want to mention to you something interesting, which is the announcement of the good news. The prophets of the Old Testament looked forward to the appearance of the great Messiah. What a great moment in the history of humanity. The good news was announced. Al-Masih, the Messiah, the Savior of all people, had finally arrived. God's word proclaimed his birth as good news. God's word proclaims his birth as good news. This account is recorded in the Gospel. An angel appeared to a group of shepherds in the fields of Bethlehem, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. The angel made his wonderful proclamation: "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people." To be continued next program. Let's do the most important thing. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you, God. We bow before you, that you sent the Messiah, Jesus, our Savior. God, we bow before you because it was your Spirit and grace that opened our eyes and our hearts to understand your love and your salvation manifested in Jesus Christ. It wasn't because we were better than anybody else, God. No, we are just sinners like all other people. We disobeyed you like any other person. But your grace, your Spirit visited us, and you opened our hearts, you softened our hearts to understand your love and salvation. God, we pray for those people that hasn't yet understood who Jesus is, that hasn't yet received Jesus as their personal Savior. My audience, if you are one of those people, today is a good day. Just tell God, "God, I repent of my sin. I want to live according to your will. God, I believe in Jesus, the Messiah, that he is my Savior. He came and he paid the penalty for my sins through his death, and he rose from the dead. Jesus, I receive you in my heart. Make me a child of God and help me to walk with God every day." Hallelujah, hallelujah. God, for the rest of us, we pray that you will equip us and you will use us for the salvation of multitudes of Muslims. In Jesus' name we pray.
I have a coworker who I can consider somewhat of a friend, who's Muslim. We talk here and there. I'm not as knowledgeable as I should be about the Bible. I would love to be more knowledgeable and try to help him because I'm concerned. But it's hard to answer some of his questions concerning the Old Testament and the New Testament. I had given him a Bible, so I don't know. You know, hopefully he still has that in his house.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know. He's very, very versed in the Muslim religion, and he's written a book titled God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. And many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. So I would suggest that if you want to give your friend something that would really help him, because it takes the Muslim beliefs and it sort of takes the Bible and shows comparisons and so forth, I would highly recommend that you give him this book by Sammy Tanaho on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer the questions and objections Muslims have regarding the Christian faith, and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, attractive, and acceptable way to Muslims, without compromise, of course. So many Muslims have become believers and followers of Jesus Christ after reading this book. You can read some of these testimonies on our website. I encourage you to contact our ministry at 714-514-2558. Again, the number is 714-514-2558. Get two copies of this book, one to equip you and another to give to a Muslim person you know or you will meet through divine appointment. God's grace and love with you, my precious audience. Peace. Salam. Until we meet again.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558. Or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.